just talking with my youth just earlier today about how we were mentioning dealing with Europeans and how that's done. And we were talking about the Black Panther movie, and we're talking about Killmonger and T'Challa. And we were talking about how that really relates in a lot of ways to His Majesty. You know, I see that movie as really, it's Ethiopia, you know what I mean? When they're really talking about it. But what I was saying is, I said, Killmonger, I understand his anger because he was left and he had this anger as a black man in America. And also, but T'Challa, he didn't grow up, he didn't have that same oppressed perspective. So even how he dealt with the FBI man and, you know, how he dealt with things was in a different, it wasn't from a reactionary kind of standpoint. They were in a position of power. And I equated to His Majesty and Garvey. And, you know, of course, we know Garvey, you know, before he passed, he criticized His Majesty because he, you know, for different reasons, you know, him being with the Europeans, leaving Ethiopia, et cetera, et cetera. But I said, Garvey's perspective was different than His Majesty because, remember, His Majesty, as the sovereign of Ethiopia, Ethiopia has always had a, for lack of a better word, an equal relationship with European countries. They've never been oppressed, you know what I mean? Yeah. So he didn't have an antagonistic relationship with the European countries the way that black people in America have. So His Majesty moved differently. And some people try to criticize and say His Majesty was too comfortable or close with white people. But Ethiopia was moving on a different level. And I think that Garvey couldn't overstand that because of his lived experience. That's why he criticized His Majesty, not knowing that His Majesty had a strategy, you know what I mean, moving forward.